So today's daf is Shabbos Pei Tes Amud Aleph. So we asked God through saying that we're discussing different passages dealing with Mamad Har Sinai and why Moshe was able to convince the angels, as it were, that the Torah is for Klal Yisrael to be observed down here on earth. It doesn't relate to the angels up in heaven. So immediately after they admitted, the angels admitted to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's more fit to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael. So we're about the, I guess the 7th, 8th line in Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says Miyad Kol Echad VeEchad. Each one of the angels Nasilo Ohev. Initially they were challenging Moshe Rabbeinu. But now they became a friend. Umaser lo davar, they gave him something. Shenemar alisa lamarom shavisa shavi lakachta matanos ba'adam. So you went up, you were taken captive, and you took presents. You took captives. You took presents ba'adam. So what does it mean ba'adam? Bischar shekraucha adam, because they. They cursed you out, and they criticized you, and they called you an Adam, a lower level being, because you're not an angel. But because of that, lakachta matanos, they gave you presents. You took presents in the end. You took presents in the end. So you were a lower status, but then you got presents. V'af malach hamavis masar lo davar. Even the angel of death gave him something. Shenemar vayitain es hakaporas v'yichaper al ha'am. V'omer v'yamon ben ha'mesi v'ben ha'chayim. So when Bnei Israel were sitting, or they were complaining in Sefer Bamidbar, and the Ketorah served as this kind of incense, served as an atonement for the people, and says that he stood between the those who were dead and those who were alive, and the plague stopped. He loved the Amarle. If the angel of death did not give him the reason that the Ketores and standing between the Chaim and the Mason stops the plague, Mihava Yada, would Moshe have known this by himself? Because Moshe was not informed about this. So this apparently Moshe got this from the Malach HaMavis. That's what it seems like. Va'amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says, B'shash Yerod Moshe with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the time when Moshe went down from God after Kabbalah Satorah, Bas Satan Va'amar Lefanav, Satan came and said in front of him, Ribbono Shalom, Master of the World, Torah Heichan, he wears the Torah. Amar Lo Nesati Laretz, I've given it to the lower world. Halach Eitzel Aretz, Satan went down to the earth, the land. Amar Lo, he said to the Aretz, Torah Heichad Hi, where the Torah is where is the Torah? Where is it being observed? It can't be observed in the land. Amar Lo, Elokim Hevin Darka. So God understands the way, and he also knows the place of the Torah. He knows which place in the lower world can uphold the Torah so it will last. Halach Eitzel Yam, he went to the sea, and he asked, where is this Torah? V'amar lo, Eini Madi. Torah can, said the world, he says, it's not with me. He said, the world cannot hold on to it. Halach Eitzel Tahom, Satan went to the lower world, the depths. V'amar lo, Ein Bi. Also, the home said, it's not with me, because the home cannot hold it. Shnemar, the home amar lo bihi v'yam amar eni madi. So then, and also when he went to Avadon v'maves, when he went to, I guess, death and destruction, Amru, they said, bizazneinu shemana shima. With our ears, we heard, sound, meaning that we didn't receive it, but we heard that it was given. We heard that the Torah was given. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Chazav Amar lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he returned and he said before God, Ribbono shel Olam, chipasti b'chol haaretz lo mitzasi. I searched the whole land and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find any place where the Torah could be accepted, because the something small cannot hold something that's so massive like the Torah. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech etzel ben Amram, go to the son of Amram, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu. So, halach etzel Moshe, so Satan went to Moshe. Amar lo, Torah shenas en lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wears the Torah. Amar, it's impossible for you to keep it because you're simply a human being. Amar lo, Moshe said, V'chi ma'ani shenas en li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. What am I, and regarding that, who am I that Hashem gave me the Torah? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Moshe Badai Ata, Moshe, are you a trickster? Amar lefanav, right? So he said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right? Moshe said, and who am I that I got the Torah? Because he was saying that the secret, according to the Marsha, he's saying that the secrets of the Torah are not given to him, only that which is revealed. So he's saying, can I have the Torah? So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, badai ata. Right? Seems like you are you're being deceitful in a sense. Because he's saying, because you really can accept the hidden, you know, the hidden secrets of the Torah. That's what the Marsha understands this. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, chamuda genuza yesh lecha, she'ata mishtasheh ba b'chol yom. Ani achzik tova la'atzmi. So he said in front of him, Moshe said, Master of the world, so there is a special hidden gift that you play with every day, and I'm going to hold this goodness to myself to say that I'm fit to receive it, because this is like a tova, because the fact that I am come from a woman, I'm really not fit to the Torah, if not for the fact that you basically gave me your Shechina, in a sense, like, because as Moshe is saying that, like, this is a special gift, and this is like this is I'm only getting this because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you granted your Shechina upon me. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hol mi atata atzmecha. Like Hashem said, Moshe, because you're not saying, oh, because I'm so great, that's why I'm getting the Torah. Rather, what's Moshe saying? He's saying, because God, this is God's special gift. And Hashem said, because you're humble, so tikare al shimcha, so the Torah will be called by your name. Shenemar zichru toras Moshe abdi. Remember the Torah, Moshe, my servant. So Moshe did not attribute the fact that he has a Torah to himself, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so was rewarding his humility. When Moshe went up to heaven, he saw that God was tying crowns to the letters. Amar lo, Moshe, ein shalom be'ircha. Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, is there no peace in your place? Why do you not say shalom aleichem? Why don't you grant me peace? Amar lefanav, klum yesh eved shenosin shalom l'rabo. Does an eved give peace to his master? Amar lo, hayu lecha l'azreini. You should have helped me to say, God, I hope you're successful with making the crowns. Miyad amar lo, v'ata yigdan no koach Hashem kesher dibarta. So immediately Moshe said this, and he went up the next time, he said, and now may your power be great as you had spoken. So obviously, God does not need man, because God can do whatever he wants, but God sort of, I think the message of this passage is that so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a way that God's kingship depends on us, right? Only man can make God king, because only cannot be a king by himself, and God made himself, as it were, I don't want to say necessary, but dependent to some extent that God's glory can be even intensified when mankind praises God. That's how God created the world. So that this, obviously there are deep, why did Hashem do this? But what's clear is that Hashem created the world in a way where, I don't say like God in a sense creates it as if he is needy, as if he needs man to praise him, as if he needs man to say, you know, Yigdal Nakoch Hashem Kasher Dibarta. The Gemara now brings an additional passage from Yeshua ben Levi regarding the mistakes that led to Chida Egel. The people saw that Moshe was delayed to come to descend from the mountain. Al tikre boshesh, ela boshesh. Don't read boshesh, but rather read it in two words, boshesh. It came in the sixth. B'shashal Moshe lamarom lehem liyisrael sofar b'miyom b'tchila sheish aniba. Moshe said when he went up to heaven, he said to Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 days, in the beginning of the sixth hour, I'm coming down. L'sof arba'im yom, ba'sata v'irbe v'sa'ola. After 40 days, according to their count, after six hours passed, Satan came and mixed up the world. And he made it seem like it was dark. So then, there's an image of cloud and darkness and mixture, so that they would say that Moshe certainly died, and therefore all this confusion came to the world. Because why? Because 6 hours has come and gone, and still he hasn't come. Amar lahem, Moshe Rabchem Heichad Hu. So Satan came and he said to them, he said, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's your rabbi Moshe? I want to speak with him. They went on, where are his whereabouts? Amar lo, they said to him, Allah lamaru, we went up to heaven. Amar lahem, Satan said back to them, Boshesh, 6 hour came. Velo hishkichu alav. And they didn't pay attention to him. So then Satan came back to them and he said, Mace, Moshe died. Velo hishkichu alav, they didn't pay attention to him. They're still waiting for Moshe. Hera lahem demus mitaso. He showed them an image of the bed of Moshe, that they were carrying him in the sky, and he was dead. And they believed him. From this, they sinned with the Cheta Egel. V'haydu dekaamri la la'aron ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. That's why it says, when they said to Aaron, they didn't say ki Moshe ha'ish, they said ki zeh, because this Moshe, because they were pointing to him. And they had the appearance that he died. This Gemara obviously mitigates their sin to some extent. Obviously, it doesn't excuse their sin, but it explains that it started by a mistake. That's according to this Gemara. Amar le'ahum li'rabbana. One of the Chachamim said li'Rav Kahana to Rav Kahana. Mi shami alach my Har Sinai. Do you know the meaning of the word Har Sinai? Now, because now the Gemara is going to explain what's the meaning of this word Sinai. Amale Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. So this is the mountain where miracles were done to Klal Yisrael. For Sinai for Nisim. So the Gemara says, no, but wait a second, that's not good. If that's the case, Har Nisai Mi Boilai. What should it say? It should say Har Nisai. Ella Har Shadasa Siba Tov Yisrael. So maybe it's the mountain where a good sign was done for Klal Yisrael. So this is also rejected. Har Simanai Mibarle. Should have said Har Simanai. So Amar Le Maitem Lashkichas Kave. Papa Rav Huda Breda of Yeshua. So now one of the scholars said, why didn't you make yourself found in front of Papa Rav Huda Breda of Yeshua? Dema'ayna bagata, because they examine agadic literature, and from them you would be able to hear that the Rav Chisa Rabba Breda Rav Huda Davri Tavayo, that you have heard that Rabba Rav Chisa and Rabba Breda Rav Huda both said, my Har Sinai, Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum, Alav. This is a mountain from which hatred, the sin in the Samech sometimes. And actually, the Eitz Yosef writes that Zion, Samech, Sin, Reish, and Sadi, they often are interchangeable. So here it's the Sin and the Samech. This is the mountain that hatred to the non-Jews descended upon them because they didn't want to accept the Torah. So that's what it refers to. V'hayna da'amar, Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, ha'chamisha shemos yeshlo. Midbar Sinai has five names. it's Midbar Tzin, because Bnei Yisrael were Nitzavu Yisrael Lav, they were commanded the mitzvahs of Torah. It's also called Midbar Kadesh, Shenizkachi Yisrael Lav, they were sanctified. It's also called Midbar Kedemos, Shenidna Keduma Lav, that the Torah which precedes the world was given on it. It's also called Midbar Paran, Sheparuv Ravu Ala Yisrael, that they multiplied after Matan Torah. Why? Because the Torah says, Shuvu Lachem La Aleichem, that after this, after Matan Torah, Hashem said, they were commanded to return to your tents, and they were permitted to have relations. So that's at least how, you know, how Rashi understands that. But Rashi says, I don't know where this is hinted. I don't know where this is hinted. The Marsha explains that maybe you can learn it from the Pasuk, that because it says, the fact it says, Shuvu Lachem. So the Marsha says, Hashem doesn't just say, Shuvu Lachem, return to your tents, but Shuvu Lachem. Lachem means for your benefit. So it's not simply that they're permitted to return to their family, but it will be to your benefit that you're going to have, as chus, that you're going to have children. Midbar Sinai. So what's Midbar Sinai? Sheyardu Sinai la'akum, a love that we just mentioned. And Umahu, Uma Shmo, but what's its name? What's the name of this mountain? Like it has all these nicknames to refer to different this event in different ways. Chorev Shmo. It's called Chorev because, in fact, that's the first name that's referred to the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes there, right? Finds the burning bush. So it says that he went to Har Ha'Elokim Choreva in Shmos Gimel. And Upliga, and this opinion of Chitzer Rabbi Rav Huda argues on the Rabbi Abo, on Rabbi Abohu. Why? Dabar Rabbi Abo, the Rabbi Abo says, Har Sidai Shmodo, the main name is Har Sidai, not Chorev. That's originally was Har Sidai, Velaminikra Har Chorev. Why is it called Har Chorev? Al Sheyor de Churva La'akum Olav. So it brought upon destruction to the non-Jews, who the pagans who did not accept the Torah. Okay, now we're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Minayin Shekoshim Lashon Shel Zahoris. What's the source for the fact that we tie a crimson thread in the head of the Sayyam Mishnalech? Because the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Imyu Chataechem Kashanim Kasheleg Yalbino. Okay, so it means if your sins were originally like red, or like scarlet, so end up being like snow, be white. It'll be white as snow. In other words, we're going to cleanse your sins. So the Gemara asks, why does it say kashanim in a plural? Kashanim ibarle, it should say simply kashani. What's kashanim? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Lohamak. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I'm going to call Baruch Yisrael. God said to Klal Yisrael, Im yu chata eichem kashanim halalu shesturos ubos, Vad Akshav, then Kashela Yalbino. So he's saying that even if your sin are many, like the number of years that pass. So here it's not just Shani as in the crimson or the scarlet thread, but it's referring to years. Even if your sins are many, like all these years that have transpired from Shishmei Abrashis until now, nevertheless, Kashel Yalbido, where Kadosh Baruch Hu can still make it white as snow, obviously, if we do teshuvah, if we repent. We have another drasha. Darash Rava explains, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Lachuna b'ni v'achecha yomar Hashem? So why does it say, Lachuna, please go? It should say, Bo nami barley, say, please come, because you're inviting them to a discussion, v'nivacha, to vikuach, so to say, come, not go. And also, why does it say, Yomar Hashem? Why do you mean that he will say? It should say, Amar Hashem, that this prophecy was already said in the name of Hashem. What's Yomar? So here, the Gemara is saying, le'asid lavo, in the future, by Tchias Amazing, by the resurrection of the dead, Yomar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to Klal Yisrael, Lachu na etel avoseicha v'yochichu eschem. Please go by your ancestors and let them rebuke you and let them give you tochacha. And I'm sorry, they will give you tochacha, but yomu lefanav, and they will say in front of Klal Yisrael, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Eitzel min eilech, Eitzel Avram, Eitzel Avram, Shamarta lo yadoa teida, v'lo bikesh rachim aleinu. So, right, should we go by Avram Avinu that you said to him that your children will be slaves, and v'lo bikesh rachim aleinu, and he didn't ask for mercy upon us that we shouldn't be enslaved. Maybe we should go Eitzel Yitzchak sheberach es Esav v'haya kasher tarid. What happened by Yitzchak? And Yitzchak's bracha to Esav, so Yitzchak blesses Esav that when basically we are low, that they're going to harm us. And Yitzchak didn't try to ask for mercy for us. He gave us he gave Esav this bracha, which is bad for us. Eitzel Yaakov shamar talo adoche reda imcha b'tzrayba v'lo b'kesh rachim aleinu. So, should we go to Yaakov Avinu? Because Hashem said, I'm going to go down with you to Egypt. And Yaakov didn't ask for mercy for us. Eitzel min eilech, by who should we go? Achshav yomar Hashem. So now Hashem will say, Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold, least of atzvachem bi, imi yu chateich b'shadim, kashag yalbidu. So, he said, tell him this, basically, we're only going to rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, this will be the day of judgment. We are not going to be able to go to the other, to the Avos for mercy, because they didn't ask for mercy for us before. So we're only going to rely and ask for mercy from Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that since you directly want to have this relationship with me, you're asking me directly, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive our sins. Because we're both Chimal Hashem. We're not relying on Zchus Avos. We are directly appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings another passage regarding the redemption of Klal Yisrael from their sins in the future. That they're relying on Hashem and not on the Avos. Amar Shul Bar Nachman Rav Yodasa, May Yisim Ki Ato Avinu, Ki Avraham lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu ata Hashem avinu goleinu me'olam shemecha. It wasn't me when the pasuk says that you are our father, that Avraham we didn't know, and Yisrael we didn't recognize, that you Hashem are our father of redemption. So what's the pasuk mean? That la'asid lavo in the future, but chias amesim yomer l'kodesh baruch hu la'Avraham, Hashem was going to say to Avraham avinu, banecha chatuli, your children sinned. Amar l'fadu ribono shel olam. So Avram's going to say, Master of the world, Yimachol Kedusha Shemecha, so they should be erased, based because of the holiness of your name. Amar, Amar, Le, Yaakov. Maybe I should say to Yaakov Avinu, because his children sinned. Havale, Tzar Gidol Banim. He had trouble raising his kids. Efshar Debay Rachmi Olay. Maybe he's going to ask for mercy, right? Amar Le. Barecha Chatu, he's going to say to Yaakov, your children sin. Amar Lefada, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yimachol Kedusha Shemecha. Yaakov will also say, yeah, okay, so let them be erased because of the sanctity of your name. Amar Lo, Bisave, time of Lo, Badarda Kieta. So he's saying, not with the elder one will find a good reason, namely Avram, and not with the younger ones either will find advice. So he goes to Avram, he goes to Yaakov, they're not successful. They don't ask for mercy. Amar lo Yitzchak, Barecha Chatuli. He goes to Yitzchak. Amar lo Fader Bono Shalolam. Badai below Barecha, why they're my children, not your children. B'sha Shikdibu lo Farecha, Nasa Ledishma, Karas Lahab, Bidi Bechori. Bidi Badai below Barecha. He said at the time when Klal Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, you called them Bidi Bechori. Obviously, he actually called that beforehand. But this is in Parsha Shmos. And now you're saying, right? And now you say that they are my children, not your children. But oh, kama chatu, how much do they really sin? Kama shenosav shaladam, right? How many years does a person live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Dal esrim, delo anashta alayu. Let's delete the first 20. They don't get punished for that. Parsha luhu chamshin. So you have 50 left. So knock off half the time, 25 years. At nighttime, they're sleeping, right? Pashi lahu esri v'chabesh. So they left for 25 years. Dal karte esri apaga. Knock off another half. Ditzaluye ubecha dvei kisei. They're davening. They're eating. They're going to the bathroom. I don't know how much he assigns for each of these things, but okay. So Pashu Lahu Tarte Sri Upagas. Now we're left with 12 and a half years. So this is the most they could say. So he said the following: Ivata Sovels Kulab Butav. If you can just bear all these sins and not punish them, that's great. Vimlav Pagalai Pagalai. I'll take half. I'll suffer for half, and you'll suffer for half, and you take half of it, God. Vimtin Tzolomar Kulab Alai. And if you want to say that all of them should go on me, ha kariv nafshi kamach, behold, I gave my soul to you. Right? So Paschal va'amru ata avinu. So basically, they're all going to turn to Yaakov and to Yitzhak, and they're going to say, you are our father. Amalam Yitzhak, ad sha'atem akalsim bi. Before you praise me, kalsil l'kadosh baruch hu, makvei l'hu. So he says, praise the kadosh baruch hu, makvei l'hu Yitzhak kadosh baruch hu beinayu. And he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their eyes, or the Shekhinah, I guess. V'yad Nasar Yineim L'marom V'omrim Ata Hashem Avinu Goleinu Me'olam Shemecha. You Hashem are our Father, you are a Redeemer. So Yitzchak becomes the one who intercedes at the end, and then they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously this shows the attribute of Yitzchak sacrificing himself for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the schus that it has to get Klai Yisrael to be forgiven. Okay, the Gemara brings an additional passage regarding the mercy of a father to a child that Hashem leads Klai Yisrael with. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan Roy, Hayu Yaakov Avinu le'Rei LeMitzrayim Mishal Shelosh Shel Barzel. Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to Mitzrayim with iron chains, because that was the decree. But his chus, his merit, caused him that he should go down in a nice way. Meaning that because he loved Yaakov, that's Adam in the Pasuk in Hosea, he's leading them to Mitzrayim with mercy, with soft ropes and not with iron chains. And even though with all the tzaros of the Shibud and Mitzrayim, he leads them, I led them like a person who's helping his animal to help lift the yoke from the neck through Luchos Eitz, through staffs and other, that is, he tries to make the burden a little bit easier to be able to handle this. Obviously, we have to try to reconcile this. They seem to suffer a lot, but apparently it seems, from at least from this Gemara, that it could have been worse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it easier for Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Mishnah now says, we're back to, returning to, dealing with Hotzah, caring in Rishus HaRabim, regarding the obligation of Achatas. So Amotzi Eitzim, then Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. So let's say you're carrying wood in Rishus HaRabim. So how much you have to carry in order to be chay la korban chatas? So enough firewood in order to cook with their coals the size of a fig from a chicken egg to cook. In other words, to enough wood that would cook, that's enough to cook a fig size of an egg. So that's how much wood you need. That's significant. Let's say you're carrying tavlin, different types of spices. The latabel beitzakala, enough spices that would provide taste, flavor to this chicken egg. Umitztarfin zaimze, and all different types of spices can join to each other to create the shear, the amount for which it would be chai for hotzah. If you're carrying klipe, agozim, klipe, rimonium, if you're carrying nut shells or shells of pomegranates that you make different colors from them, and istim upua. What are istim? It's a type of what? Type of vegetation? It's a tzemach that's called krug. I don't know what that is. Anyone have any translations for that? What that is?
Safflower.
What?
Safflower.
Oh, safflower. Okay, thank you. So it's a type of safflower. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So the okay. So he says, and what's pua?
So, matter.
What?
M-A-D-D-E-R.
Okay. Right. So Bartanura says that it's a, that's the rat. So the first one has a blue color, and the second one provides a red color. So kedei litzbo b'hen beged katan pisvacha. So enough to carry, that enough of the herb that would be able to dye a small, garment that's put, that puts like sort of a head covering for a woman, that's put on top of a hat that's made of a net that a woman covers her head with. So some type of head covering for a woman to for warmth or for modesty, to make sure the hairs don't scatter out. Okay, so that's enough. That's the shear for this vegetation to carry it, to be chayv on Shabbos. Mei raglayim, I guess if you're carrying urine, neser, a type of dirt that's a cleansing agent. Uboris, it's also a type of vegetation for cleanliness. Kimulya v'ashlag, different types of herbs that are also for cleanliness or laundering. Kedei l'chaves beged katan, enough that would be sufficient to launder a small garment, like pi svacha, that's placed, I guess, again, by the woman's hat, I guess. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei l'havir as a kesev, in order to remove a stain of a blood of nida that's found in a garment, and to clean it. So the Gemara says, Tinin echad azimna, this halacha was already said another time. We already said, Kana de lasos kolmos vim haya av o merusas kedei levashel beitza kalashem beitzim trufa unesuna beilfas. So we already have this halacha where it talks about if you carry wood in order to cook a beitza kala. We saw that here in the Mishnah in Daf Pei Amud Beis. We already saw that. So the Gemara says, Ma'al etayma, what is it that you might have said? Hasam hu, specifically by a reed as opposed to a piece of wood, the lo chazi lamidi, that's not really fit for any use other than burning. So therefore the shear, the amount, is in order to cook an egg. Aval etim the chazu le chaka de aklida, that they're fit to make the teeth for a key. So maybe a filu kolshu, maybe even a smaller amount, any minuscule amount. Kamash Balan comes to teach you that the wood, the shear for the wood, is in order to cook a beitza kala. Okay, we will stop here.